I'd like you to think about what it is, what your favorite thing to drink is. Okay.
My favorite thing is so what I believe is that I don't drink salt and soda much because I think it is like the devil because it's bad for you. And milk and water is God.
Ah, I like what you're saying, especially the water part.
My favorite thing is a shrink is water.
Water, wow.
My favorite thing is water, milk, and grape juice.
Ah, you have a variety. Okay. Well, today's story is about our Savior, Jesus. Did you know that he got thirsty? Did you guys know that? Yeah, he did. He got thirsty. And Josie, Jesus was on his way up to Galilee. He was going from Jerusalem up north to Galilee with his disciples. And to get there, they had to go through Samaria. And at Samaria, there was Jacob's well. Well, Jesus was not only thirsty, he was tired. So he took a seat at Jacob's well. And the disciples were in town. They were buying some food for them to eat. And along came a lady. First of all, it was very hot because it was summertime. And it was not only summertime, but it was at noon. So the sun is straight overhead, right? It's really hot when the sun is right straight above you. And he said to her, "Give me a drink." She looked at him. She said, "How is it you, being a Jew, ask a drink from me, a Samaritan woman?" Back then in those days, men didn't talk to women in public. Josie, did men talk to women in public? No, they didn't. And not only that, the Jews, they didn't have anything to do with the Samaritan people because they were better than. That's what they thought. And that's how they acted too. And our Savior answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who says to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him and he would have given you living water." "Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where then do you get this living water? Are you greater than our father, Jacob, who gave us this well? Whosoever drinks of this water will thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water I shall give will never thirst. But the water will become a fountain of water, springing up into everlasting life." Okay, let's stop here and think about this. Is there more than one kind of water that they're talking about here? Ryan says yes. Yep. And you say yes. And what's your name?
Camden,
that's right. Camden says yes, there's more than one kind of water. So the first kind of water that we think of is what kind of water? Drinking water, right? It goes in, and if it goes in, it comes out. Okay? But Jesus' water, he says it goes in, and what? Does it? It stays in. It's not going to go out. It's not going to flow out. But it's going to shine out. What kind of water is this? It's Jesus. Jesus is the living water. You're right. Okay. And in your Bibles, Jesus' words are in red. Did you know that? Not all Bibles, but in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you'll see that his words are in red, and his words are living water. So let's go on with the story. She says, "Sir, give me this water that I might not thirst nor come to draw." He says to her, "Go, call your husband and come here." "I have no husband." "You have said well in that you say, 'I have no husband,' for you have had five husbands, and the one whom you have now is not your husband. In that you spoke truly." So let's think about what's going on here. She wants this water, not the drinking water. She wants the special living water, right? And he says, "I'm not going to give this unless your husband's with you." Because remember, men and women don't even speak to each other in public, let alone alone, right? So he says, "Go get your husband." He knew she wasn't married and that she was living with this guy, but he was helping her. And she thought she was going to get by with a quick fix. "Oh, I'm not married," she says. "You're not going to trick him, are you?" He says, "At least you're honest." Basically, that's today what we'd say it. "You're honest." So let's go on with the story. She says, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet." Then she changes the subject off herself. "Our fathers worship on this mountain, and you Jews say that in Jerusalem is the place where we ought to worship." And then our Savior tells her some very important things. He says to her, "Woman," which today we'd say "lady," but "woman," remember, is the church, right? If you're a boy or a man, you're still a part of the church. And so it's like saying, "Church, listen up." And he goes on to tell her that the place is not the issue. Where you worship isn't the issue. It's knowing what you worship and knowing that salvation comes from the Jews. That's very important. And then also how you worship. He says you have to worship in spirit and truth because God himself is spirit. And he seeks those that worship him in spirit and truth. So then she is thinking about the Messiah, and she says, "I know that the Messiah is coming. When he comes, he will tell us all things." So let's study about this woman, okay? We know that she's what? How would you describe this lady?
I'd say she's a Christian.
Camden says she's a Christian, and I think he's right, because she is longing for the things of God. Okay, and she's not trusting, because she's not trusting worldly things. She's unfulfilled. She came there friendless. She's broken because she's had tried marriage five times, and it didn't work. She gave up on that. And is she a sinner? Is she a sinner? Yes, she's a sinner. So that's also the church, right? We're sinners. And yet she is honest. That's the beautiful part. She's honest. And she's longing for the Savior. So about that time, the disciples return. And they're smart enough to not to ask him, "What are you doing talking to a lady?" Okay? And she leaves suddenly, and she's in such a hurry. She leaves her water pot. She didn't even get him a drink of water. And she rushes over the hill to her city, and she's going to find friends. She's going to tell them about the Messiah being here, and that is exactly what she does. And while she's doing that, the disciples are eating their lunch, and they're saying, "Hey, eat with us." And our Savior says, "Oh," he says, "my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Lift up your eyes," he says, and they look up, and there's all these people coming over the hill, all of her new friends. She's going to let them know the Messiah is here. And he goes on to tell them that they didn't plant these seeds, but they're going to harvest them with them. So they spend 2 days with her new friends. 2 days in Samaria, the people who had nothing to do with the Jews, and the Jews, who were the disciples in Jesus, the Messiah himself, spend 2 days telling them about God. Isn't that wonderful? Boys and girls, you can do that too. And I would suggest to you that you remember that the living water stays with you, and that you help remind your moms and dads that you want some living water, and that you pray before you guys take of that living water, and that you ask Jesus to help him, help you to ask him for that, and that it lives in your heart, and that you share it with other people, because he is coming back again, Camden. And before he comes this time, it's going to be tough times. We know that. And you will need to be able to walk through fire. But you don't look at the fire. You look at Jesus. And it won't hurt you if you love him. Yes. Yep. Camden just brought us to mind that that's like when Peter tried to walk on water, and that he would sink if he didn't look at Jesus. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for our living water, our Savior. And we ask, Father, that you help us, not just us, but our moms and dads and all of us here and all of our loved ones, to get ready for your return, that we might be able to be ready for you and to be able to walk through the fire. Thank you, Father. Amen.